Now on Colorado's Morning News, 2 weeks have passed since the Marshall Fire disaster that destroyed over 1,000 homes and left so many families wondering what is next.
Relief efforts have been organized. Millions of dollars of donations have flowed in to help. But how does the actual rebuilding process begin? Let's talk about that with the CEO of the Colorado Association of Home Builders, Ted Leidy. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, April. Good morning, Marty. Thank you for having me.
So we are dealing with supply chain issues all across this country and the skyrocketing cost of lumber. Those are hindering the construction industry as a whole. So in real terms, what kind of challenges do these issues pose for home builders in Colorado, period, and then also specifically for the Marshall Fire rebuild?
Well, they do both. They are both significant challenges right now, just in a normal market, in the market that we saw pre-fire. Depending on what in the timelines for rebuilding happen. I think February 1st is when they're going to first start issuing permits for cleanup. We don't know yet how this might impact those victims of the Marshall Fire, but right now they are significant challenges. Tight labor market, material shortages, as you just said, lumber being at $1,200 per board, 1,000 board feet right now is very expensive.
Ted, let's pretend, and I wish we could pretend in this room, let's pretend the Marshall Fire didn't happen and you're just planning to develop a neighborhood. What is the timeline for just doing that without cleanup disaster? You just have the land to do in the planning. What is the time frame for just doing that?
Well, that depends locality to locality, Marty. Taking a raw piece of dirt and turning it into a planned unit, a new planned unit community can take years. It can. The good thing is, with the fire victims, with those neighborhoods that were impacted, they have gone through entitlement. They've gone through the local government processes, but it will still take time. There's new codes. There's new design guidelines. We just don't have that answer yet.
Do you foresee a single builder coming in and taking over the rebuild process, or will homeowners kind of be left to deal with builders on an individual basis? What do you think happens typically in a situation like this?
That varies as well, but what we're hearing from some HOAs themselves, the boards, where they do want to talk to, maybe a handful of builders or a few builders, and use a few of their models, maybe rebuild the community in that way. Time will tell if that happens. Insurance plays a role in this. It depends on how many different insurance carriers are involved with the homes that were affected. But that is something that has happened in California in the past after the Scripps Ranch fire in 2003. So that's something that we at the HBA and the Colorado Association of Home Builders stand ready to help with. We have a task force that will start and meet this morning for its first time, and it's comprised of many builders, engineers, architects, and planners. And we want to be the best partner we can be with our local government, our state government, and the federal partners to help these folks answer these questions that they have and see what recovery and rebuilding looks like.
And Ted, that leads into my next question. How amenable do if you want to say, municipalities and governments have to be for you all to actually get the job done? I know they think they're probably doing things right by them, and maybe not even particular to the Marshall Fire, but do they sometimes make an impediment to what we're seeing now with a housing crunch for people like you all want to build, but there's limitations because of environment, water, the like? Does that make your job, in a sense, more difficult because of some of the legalities with building in the state?
Well, as important as the other issues that we talked about, Marty, how local governments approach this, how they approach permitting, the steps that they take to streamline reviews and approvals of redevelopment plans and permits, those will be big factors in both time and cost. Just don't have that direct answer for you yet, but they will play a pivotal role. They have their land use authority and many others. Sometimes we work very well. Sometimes there's hiccups that do create impediments. But we look forward to working with Boulder County, Louisville, Superior, helping them, sharing lessons with them that we've learned from Waldo Canyon and the Black Forest fires, and how to work together to get these people back in their homes as soon as they can.
Ted, we appreciate the time, and we know we were speculating a bit with you, and we appreciate that as well. The CEO of the Colorado Association of Home Builders, Ted Leidy.